AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The first hurricane to hit Florida in more than a decade came ashore early this morning in the Big Bend area. Hermine has now weakened, says the National Hurricane Center's Dennis Felkin.
It has now been downgraded to a tropical depression, just barely below hurricane strength at 70 miles per hour maximum sustained winds. As we speak, the center of Hermine as tropical storm is located about 50 miles to the northeast of Tallahassee, Florida.
Our Joshua Plogle is south of Tallahassee, Apalachicola.
The storm surge measured at around 8 feet, and we saw docks and houseboats being swallowed up by the water, slowly being ripped apart.
After pushing into Georgia, Hermine is expected to move into the Carolinas and up the East Coast, carrying with it the possibility of heavy rain and deadly flooding. Donald Trump is trying to clear up the confusion. He says as president, he would deport gang members and drug dealers, but as for other immigrants here illegally, Trump tells Fox News he'd make a decision about that after he gets rid of the bad players, as he calls them, and strengthens the border. Samsung is suspending sales of its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone after finding some batteries exploded while they were charging. No reports of anyone being injured. Customers who already bought Note 7s will be able to swap them for other phones. We know you don't text while you drive, but many Americans do. Safety advocates and police say they're losing the battle to try to keep drivers' eyes on the road. Mercer Island, Washington Police Sergeant Rob Cramp.
People are doing so much more than just texting. They're emailing, they're Skyping, they're Snapchatting.
And thousands of them and others are getting killed on the roads. Experts are launching a new safety campaign to get the word out. This is AP Radio News. His protest continues. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick did not stand during the national anthem at last night's preseason game in San Diego. He didn't sit either, as he did last week. Last night, he kneeled. He says he's protesting racial injustice in America. Our Greg Beecham was there.
There was no more than scattered boos when he took a knee because he was surrounded by a crowd of teammates. It was very hard for fans to see. Here, he got a lot more boos when he ran onto the field with the rest of the 49ers, as you would expect a visiting team to do.
49ers beat the Chargers, by the way, 31-21. 12-year-old Jeremy Schuler is going to Cornell University, not to visit. He's enrolling in the Ivy League school. The dean of the engineering school, which Jeremy will be attending, says Jeremy is so smart, one day he may well solve some problem we haven't even yet conceived of. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.